The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. So this morning I'd like to build upon a little bit what I introduced in the practice note earlier this morning, this idea of seeing things freshly. And I'll start with a poem. This poem is called Wonder by Rosemary Traumer. Wonder by Rosemary Traumer. I wear my wonder like old running shoes, not elegant, not sophisticated, surprisingly inappropriate in certain rooms. I notice how others sometimes wrinkle their noses at a blatant sporting of wonder, thinking perhaps I must be oblivious to the dress code. Stilettos of apathy, high heels of indifference, boots of cool reserve. But dang, this wonder gets me where I need to go. Every inch, every mile, even across the room. When everywhere I step is broken glass, wearing this wonder is the only reason I can move at all. When everywhere I step is broken glass, wearing this wonder is the only reason I can move at all. I kind of like this poem, the whimsy of it, the playfulness of it, and yet it's pointing to something that really is a big part of practice. This idea of wearing wonder. This idea of like, wow, is it really like this? Like seeing things freshly. Wow, this experience, this sadness is showing up again. Wow, I never noticed that it feels like this pressure behind my eyes and this my shoulders going up. And that she, in this poem, talks about wearing this wonder surprisingly inappropriate in certain rooms. There's this way in which sometimes the internet or maybe even people that we know, some experiences, there's this way in which there's this disconnection, this kind of, she uses this word, what, cool indifference and cool reserve and apathy of just not connecting, not caring with others, about others. Instead, this feeling like, yeah, okay, whatever, that's just them. That's their problem. Ouch. And there's a way that we might find ourselves doing this to our own experiences, kind of like discounting or just bouncing off of the discomfort that we are finding in our lives, that we are encountering. There's these emotional shoes, if you will, that we're invited to wear in a lot of spaces, to be a little bit disconnected, to be above it all, or to be defended, or to meet life with a way in which we're armored above it, with this. And maybe this makes sense, because in some ways, I mean, whew, a lot of things feel harsh. Sometimes the news feels overwhelming and relationships can be difficult, and there can be this way in which we want to defend ourselves, to step back, have this cool indifference. But what this practice is asking us to do as best we can we meet it? Can we meet this experience? And Rosemary Traumer is using this word wonder, which is maybe this way of some curiosity, some tenderness, some softness, as opposed to these ways, and we're often invited to disconnect. Or maybe this is a pattern that we've had in our life, to disconnect and not meet things with tenderness, curiosity, and softness. So in this poem, she's not denying, she's not like pretending like everything's fantastic all the time. She's pointing to the glass. She's saying, everywhere I step is broken glass. She's recognizing there's dukkha. There's the dissatisfaction, the disappointment, the overwhelm, the harshness. Dukkha showing up, this one word that covers such a wide range of meanings. She's pointing to it in this poem. So she's not disconnecting or pretending that it's not there, but instead inviting a different way we can meet it. A different way that we can meet it. Because maybe this indifference, this cool reserve, this way of, if I don't feel too much, then things won't bother me, is that gets adapted as a strategy for the difficulties. It works to the extent that it works, but then we find ourselves being disconnected from our lives. We find ourselves just skating on the surface. And there's this way in which the media kind of encourages this way, this cool disconnect. But there's this way that these strategies don't help in the way that we think that they might. There's a way we might even say that we can't walk very far in these stilettos of apathy. Not as far as we would like. We can't maybe walk the way to more and more freedom. Instead, it's just more and more apathy. That's usually not the direction we want our lives to go. So dukkha, this broken glass that she's pointing to, is simply the way things are. It doesn't have to be a mistake. Things are changing. Things are unreliable. Things are not under our control in a way that we wish. Is there a way that we can bring some softness, some tenderness to this? And maybe wonder is maybe an extreme difference to apathy. Maybe apathy is like, I don't care. And maybe wonder is, wow, what is this? Just our life would unfold differently if we are not having this indifference, but instead bringing some warm-heartedness. To be sure, it will be uncomfortable. But can we bring some wonder to, like, yeah, wow, okay, this is uncomfortable. Let's bring some curiosity to this experience of discomfort. What is it like to bounce off of something that's uncomfortable? What is it like to not want to be with things that are uncomfortable? This, maybe this willing to be surprised, this sense of, oh yeah, maybe it's not so bad. Or maybe like, oh my gosh, this is worse than I imagined. But there's a way that's kind of like reconnects us with our life, reconnects us with what's happening, this sense of like, whoa, I didn't realize this pattern of mine. I didn't realize it's just a tightness in my throat. I didn't realize it's just a knot in my stomach. There's a way in which we can be imagining things are so much worse than they are. But I appreciate so much this idea of wonder as running shoes. we can go far in running shoes. They're comfortable. There's a way in which we can maybe bring a little bit of awe, a little bit of amazement. So not denying the discomfort. We're not romanticizing the discomfort, just letting it be seen. And letting it be seen as something that's maybe intricate and alive and changing, whatever this uncomfortable scenario is. With anger, maybe rather than immediately acting it out or pushing it down, maybe there can be of like, wow, whew, look at all this energy that's coming up here. And maybe we can appreciate, wow, this human body, this human experience sometimes has a lot of energy. This is what it means to be alive. And in this way, there's a shift in our relationship. We're not succumbing to the anger. We're not pretending it's not there. We're just maybe like, wow, there's a lot of heat here with this anger. Sadness, there's a lot of heaviness with this sadness. I'm not saying that we have to pretend like things are fine when they're not fine. I'm just wanting to drop in this possibility that maybe wonder can be a way we can meet some difficulties. Not pretending that they're not there, but also maybe walking alongside them as opposed to just maybe succumbing to them. So I'll read this poem again. Wonder by Rosemary Trummer. I wear my wonder like old running shoes, not elegant, not sophisticated, surprisingly inappropriate in certain rooms. I notice how others sometimes wrinkle their noses at a blatant sporting of wonder, thinking perhaps I must be oblivious to the dress code, stilettos of apathy, high heels of indifference, boots of cool reserve. But dang, this wonder gets me where I need to go, every inch, every mile, even across the room. When everywhere I step is broken glass, wearing this wonder is the only reason I can move at all. So may you bring some curiosity, maybe even just a drop of playfulness into your experience as best you can. It's not always available, but when it is, why not bring some wonder, some awe into our experience? So for the rest of the day today, I wish you some wonder, some curiosity, some whimsy, maybe some softness, some amazement, some awe into your experience. Thank you. And with that, now I'll turn it over to Kevin, who will open it up for some mindfulness and activity.
Okay.